I'm fired up. I'm fired up.
Over a week's worth of protests across the country and in Delaware are giving voice to people fed up with what they see as police using excessive force against black people and getting away with it.
It's almost like it's a Wild Wild West. Everything goes. As long as a police officer has a indemnity and he doesn't have to think about, he can say everything was in the fear of their lives. That's the police bingo.
Newcastle resident and community advocate Jakim Muhammad attended a small protest in Wilmington Wednesday.
Fear of their lives. We've seen them before. I thought he has a gun. You know how those police bingo. Everybody knows how this is playing out. What we want to see is change.
Law enforcement officers who are sued for using force against a suspect are protected from criminal liability by several justifications in state code. One defense is also available to civilians. This is use of force in self-protection, which justifies even deadly force if the defendant believes it is necessary to protect themselves from death or serious injury. The other is specific to law enforcement, who are justified in using force if they feel it is necessary to make an arrest.
Often a law enforcement officer will use force not to protect themselves, not as self-defense, but in order to make an arrest, in order to take someone into custody or prevent someone from escaping custody or escaping from a correctional institution. So self-defense doesn't fit any of those categories, and that's why there is a defense that says I had a right to justified in using force in aid of my job.
Judith Ritter is a professor of criminal law at Widener University Delaware Law School. She says Delaware's justifications for use of force by law enforcement are very similar to other states.
The Delaware statute is virtually the same as what's in the model penal code, and so many states have the exact same language.
She says where Delaware differs from some states is in what happens to an officer's defense if a jury finds their belief that they had to use force unreasonable.
In other states, if there is unreasonableness, then the defense is just completely prohibited. And in Delaware, it's a little bit more lenient.
Still, Ritter argues the gap in holding police accountable for inappropriate use of force often shows up in the courtroom, more so than the statutes.
We know that it will be up to the jury, a trier of fact, to decide what the officer's state of mind and what was reasonable. And we've seen, for reasons that sometimes we understand and sometimes we can't fathom, that jurors seem to be somewhat reluctant to assign the worst motivation to police officers and to second-guess reasonableness.
By and large, courts are siding with those officers.
Mike Brickner is the new executive director of the ACLU of Delaware, which says part of its mission is to combat racial inequities in the criminal justice system and hold police accountable. He says there are ways to improve the use of force section in the state code.
For instance, if you look at the state of Tennessee, they actually have a very detailed use of force policy in their state code, particularly around the use of deadly force. And it really goes into detail about making sure that the officer has to have used all other reasonable alternatives or that those alternatives aren't available in that situation, encouraging the officer to give notice to the person that they may use deadly force.
On Sunday, the Delaware NAACP State Conference of Branches called on lawmakers, the governor, and the state attorney general to strike from state code completely the justifications for use of force in self-protection and in law enforcement. Newcastle County Councilman and NAACP Criminal Justice Committee member Jay Street sees them as too generous to police.
I don't think we need to go any further than the McDole case.
Jeremy McDole was shot and killed by four Wilmington police officers in 2015.
Shot and killed in a wheelchair, and the Attorney General making it crystal clear that because of Delaware Codes 464 and 467, although he wanted to bring charges, he didn't bring charges because he felt he couldn't get a conviction.
The investigation by the State Department of Justice found serious deficiencies in the Wilmington Police Department's use of force policies and training, particularly for suspects with disabilities. DOJ called one officer's conduct extraordinarily poor police work, but could not bring criminal charges against any of the officers because their actions were justified under state code. Since then, the Department of Justice has investigated 13 other instances of deadly force used by police in Delaware and has found all of them to be justified.
It's up to me as a police officer to determine whatever force I need to use. If that's the force that I felt like I need to use, then that's what I use, and it's okay by law.
Kathy Jennings, the attorney general that took office last year, signaled during a live-streamed Q&A with State Senator Darius Brown Monday that she would like to see these laws changed.
Here's where it gets uncomfortable, but here's where it gets really important. We need to take a fresh look at the use of force laws in our state. And they may need changing, and that's going to take, obviously, legislative support. Senator, and I'll know you're up for it.
Brown represents Wilmington and is chairman of the Legislative Black Caucus. In a statement Thursday, he called for a serious review of state code and regulations related to use of force and policing practices. He said he hopes Delaware can become a, quote, national model for addressing America's original sin through social justice. Delaware NAACP President Richard Smith sees the current protests as integral to securing this change.
If the young folks and everybody raise Cain and continue doing what they're doing and ask for change and ask for not the old way but the new way, not as business as it used to be, but new business and stuff, and we deal with our politicians that's in our community up and down the state, And we reach out to them, we will have the support to get most of these things we want.
Let's start this chant. Bring it to the people.
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 Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media. People.